I'm Steve Clark with Dr. Art Evans, entomologist, and this is What's Bugging You? A fond look at the animals we love to hate. From time to time in my yard, I will see a large flying insect. It looks like a wasp. It looks bigger than a dragonfly, maybe as big as a hummingbird. What is that?
Well, chances are it's the European hornet. Some people know them as Japanese hornets around here. They build a great big paper nest, and inside that paper nest is a stack of sheets of honeycombed cells that are stacked on top of one another like pancakes with just enough space in between so the wasps can move around and raise their brood. As their name suggests, the European hornet is not from around here. They first turned up in eastern North America around the 1840s. Those are the oldest known specimens that turn up in insect collections around the country. And since then, they've spread over the entire eastern half of the United States.
Any idea how they got here?
Well, it's probably because they came in as a nest in a packing crate or in ships coming across the ocean from Europe. Also, unlike the native hornets here that build their big paper nests out in the open, European hornets will build that nest in a tree hole hidden away or underneath steps of a home or tucked away somewhere in an outbuilding, which is what gets them into trouble with people because they're often unaware that they have a nest nearby until they disturb it, and then they find out the hard way that they've suddenly kicked those hornets into defense mode.
Is the sting of the European hornet any more dangerous than any other?
I don't think it's any more dangerous. I certainly haven't been stung by one yet, but I imagine it's painful because it's such a large insect. The other thing that homeowners don't particularly like about them is that in order to make those great big paper nests, that requires lots of wood to chew up and mix with their saliva to build those nests. And sometimes they'll go to lilac bushes and other shrubs, and they will literally strip the fresh green bark off the twigs in order to use it to make their nests. And of course, that kills the branches. People take a very dim view of that kind of behavior in their gardens. But they're fantastic predators. 80% of their diet consists of flies, and they will capture insects, chew them up into a pulp, and then feed them to their young. The colonies die off when we start having our first frost, but the mated queens will survive the winter, and they usually tuck themselves away under bark or in rotten wood. That was the very first one I saw when I moved to Richmond. I was sort of anxious to get the bug season going, and I was out on a very crisp March morning, and I was tearing through some logs, and I saw what I thought was the wasp of all wasps sort of churning its way through the sawdust, and I thought, what on earth is that? And it turned out it was a queen European hornet, and they're probably a third to half again the size of the workers you normally see around. Now, sometimes we have another very large wasp here that's similar in appearance. That's the cicada killer. The European hornet has a large, rusty brown head, whereas the cicada killer does not. And the cicada killer is a solitary wasp, and they are out hunting later in the summer for cicadas.
Dr. Art Evans is the author of the National Wildlife Federation Field Guide to Insects and Spiders of North America and of What's Bugging You. You'll find photos, audio, and a link to Art's blog at ideastations.org/radio/bugs.